Over 260 local artists are taking part in this year's Open Studio series, which runs on until the end of July. It's a chance for the public to meet the city's working artists in their home studios and exhibition spaces and sample some of their latest works and talk about what's really behind them. I dropped in on an exhibition space at Selwyn College Diamond Hall, which runs on this coming weekend, and sampled some striking and imaginative work. Artist Paula Walsh creates striking epic landscapes, capturing the power and awe of the natural world. What is your inspiration for all these amazingly different images?
Definitely, as you can see, nature is a big inspiration. I love anything to do with the sky, whether it's sunset, sunrises, or the full moon, and also the sea. I love the sea. So obviously there's quite a lot of water-inspired pictures as well.
So it's epic forces.
Yes.
It's the elements.
Quite a few thunderstorm inspired pictures as well.
Now you're using a technique called felting, which makes the quality of your paintings very, very different.
Felting is quite an ancient form of fabrication. I use the merino wool and silks, the silk and the decorative wool on top adds lots of texture, but obviously it's different from painting. I buy the wool in its sort of raw and dyed up form, and then you have to basically tease it off into layers, create layers, cover it, and you sort of wet and rub the wool and hot and cold water to felt it together.
An absolutely fabulously emotive set of work.
Thanks
very much.
Adrian Parfitt makes remarkable wooden sculptures that are also beautiful pieces of furniture.
My furniture's individual, unique pieces even, individually designed for customers that come along and want something really special.
There are desks with fantastically curvy leg designs. A lot of it is bespoke commission work, isn't it?
The vast majority of my work is bespoke, yes, with just a few pieces made for exhibition purposes like we're doing here, yes.
As well as having some more sort of traditional designs, you've gone into futuristic things like a desk and table that looks like something from Star Trek made from wood. Where did that idea come from in the first place?
Well, oddly enough, that idea came from a sandwich. So I was as ridiculous as that sounds, yeah. But as you saw from the photograph, there's a flat surface for writing on, and then under that it's curved, and then there's a top section above it for cubby holes, pigeon holes, and it's the reverse of that. Mm-hmm. So it's a sandwich with no filling, really, you know. So there's more curves further down, which are just a repeat of the other curves. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So they're sort of part sculpture and part furniture at the same time, aren't they?
Well, that's what I aim to do, to have functional pieces of furniture, but at the same time they can be works of art. But also overriding everything is the making aspect. It's got to be made properly. It's got to, using traditional joints, you know, to the dovetails and such like.
Artist Gurpreet Rao's exhibiting new work centering on travel experiences in Japan, as well as etchings and lithographs.
Japan is so aesthetically inspiring that I've done a lot of my new work based on my memories and pictures I took there. It's so different, and everything they do there is so beautifully done. It's all this very artistic, and everything's so aesthetically pleasing to the eye, mm-hmm. that it's really, really gorgeous everywhere you go.
Now, you have one image here which is wonderful because it has, from a distance, there's this wonderful black and white image of a woman in the middle of it. And when you see it from far away, it's actually slightly haunting. And then when you get closer to the painting, there are bits of maps and figures and other things like that suggested to it as well. What were you trying to do with that painting?
Oh, well, that picture, Simon, was all about... It was a picture, a hoarding from an Hermes poster in Tokyo. And it's this beautiful Japanese face, which is very haunting, with this tattoo-like images on her face. So it's again got Japanese stories imprints behind it, and that's what it's about.
How important is Open Studios to you to actually sell your work?
I think it's a nice way to expose oneself to the public, and it's open to everyone, so a lot more people come and see one's work. That's what it's more about.
Melissa Murray sculpts with wire, cast stone and bronze, as well as drawing and making maquettes. Melissa, you've got some very large sculptures using steel here. Can you tell me a bit about those and how they came about?
Okay, so I'm working with the line in drawing and trying to bring that into three-dimensional drawing. And I like to work with the figure as a presence. In these, I'm just trying to be suggestive of a person, not necessarily represent a specific person, although I also do studies and I do commissions for people as well.
Would you say this is like drawing lines with metal in the air, as it were,
yes.
In a way to suggest a thing, which is a very interesting thing to do?
Yes, it's very much that for me, and they're very related to the drawings. But, you know, it's drawn also from years of developing and looking very much with the form and making clay models and drawings very accurately of the human figure. And so now I'm just honing in on some of these marks that I like from drawing.
Find out what's coming up in Open Studios. Brochures are available in shops, pubs, gallery spaces and information points across Cambridge, and it has three more weekends to go.